This week, Facebook, Google, and Twitter are appearing before the House and Senate Intelligence Committees to testify about Russian influence in the 2016 presidential election and take questions about how Russian-backed trolls use the social media platforms to spread disinformation. They're also likely to take questions about why it took the company so long to notice it. Here to explain our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. Ed Lee is managing editor of Recode. Hi, Ed.
Hey.
And start with Facebook. It was leaked yesterday that Facebook now says more users have been affected than previously thought. What exactly did the company say?
So Facebook revealed that about 126 million Facebook users in the U.S. were exposed in some form or another to, you know, this Russian troll operation of trying to influence U.S. election. Basically, one in two Facebook users in the United States likely saw some of this content. So between you and me, at least one of us did.
Well, and as others have pointed out, that's about as many as voted. So
right,
potentially
exactly.
All the voters. But unlike Facebook, Google has not commented on Russian use of its platform. What are we likely to hear today from them?
So they also found Russian meddling, but the numbers are modest, about $4,700 in ad spend related to sort of Kremlin-backed activities and about 18 YouTube channels. So but to put that into context, you know, when Facebook first told us, they said, oh, 10 million people were affected by this, and now they're saying 126 million. So chances are, if and when Google goes deeper, they will find more.
Well, Twitter originally said 200 accounts were used by the Russian-linked organization Internet Research Agency. Now they're saying 2,700 accounts, a lot more. What is the deal here? I mean, is this a cultural thing? Because some are saying that at Facebook, for instance, there was a kind of an attitude of let's only talk about the good things that Facebook can do and let's not explore the negative. And so even if somebody wanted to propose, well, what should we do if this happens, maybe that voice would be stymied. Is it a cultural thing?
It is definitely a cultural thing. There is this pervasive feeling in Silicon Valley that we're changing the world. And frankly, they are. But at the same time, they're not taking a closer look at themselves in terms of things that they may be doing that aren't great. And I think this is a clear example of that. I mean, deeper context, though, is that a lot of these things that Russians are doing, for example, are hard to track. They're not always easy to see right away. They're not paying money for a lot of these so-called organic posts. They're just fake sort of accounts posting opinion, you know, rightly or wrongly. But the point is they're not necessarily paying for it. So, again, it's harder to see off the bat.
Well, you know, we did a story recently with a company that consults with other companies to teach them how to prepare for what could go wrong. You know, just come try to think up what could go wrong. But what could come from these testimonies? Legal punishment? Oversight?
Well, I think the deeper fear from Facebook and Google and Twitter is that U.S. government will basically regulate their companies. I don't think that Congress wants to do that either. I think, if anything, the tech companies are open to some light regulation as it relates to political advertising. But here's what we've discovered from yesterday's announcement is basically that, you know what, a lot of it wasn't the advertising component that was the cause. It was just these organic posts. At one point is, you know, this a First Amendment issue, or at what point is this sort of like an espionage and state issue?
Right.
And that's the big question
here. Right. And just very briefly, we hear about Facebook bringing on tons of employees to look for this stuff. Can you stop it?
There's so much content being posted every day. I don't think so. I think you have to hire so many more people on top of which you would have to employ some kind of algorithm to sort of aid you. So I think they can get close, but it's never going to be 100%. I think the answer is going to be how quickly can they sort of deal with it as it's being discovered, more so than sort of figuring it out beforehand or as it's happening.
Yeah. Ed Lee, managing editor of Recode, as Twitter, Facebook, Google testified today before House and Senate committees. Ed, thank you.
Anytime.